Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Come on.
Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online boot camp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right. Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Lane Kawoka. Lane, are you ready to do this?
I'm ready to willing. Excellent. Aloha, everybody.
Let's do this. Lane is a real estate investor. He's the co-owner of MFPE Investments, owning over 3,000 single-family homes and multifamily home investments. I'm excited to have you on. Lane, tell us a little about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, so I started as an engineer out of college. I went to work and bought a house to live in, and that was where I got the bug for this real estate investing. First home I bought was in Seattle, was about $350,000. It rented for $2,200 a month, but more importantly, the mortgage was only $1,600. So $2,200 and minus $1,600 was a lot of beer money at the time for a younger kid. So that was the start of the real estate portfolio, because I didn't enjoy my day job. And that was what I saw was my ticket out of the rat race.
And that's probably a pretty common thing that you get when you're talking to people, huh? People are like, you know what? This sounds way better than showing up to my 9-to-5 or my 8-to-5 or whatever it might be.
Right, right. I mean, you know, like most job increases or the, you know, promotions, you only get about, 5-15% bump in pay. And for most of us, it's like $5,000 or $10,000. And why don't I just buy another house and create that, right? A lot less butt kissing and a lot less headaches. And you can do it again and again and again. You don't just get capped out on that first or second promotion.
Right. Well, I think that's a pretty good piece of framing right there. It's a good way to look at that. So how long did it take you from that time when you are you're an engineer, you buy the first house, to making this your full-time gig?
Yeah, so I mean, a lot of people that I work with and myself at the time, you know, we're just high-paid professionals, and I didn't really do any kind of creative financing or value add. You know, my highest and best use is at my day job. And it took a while. That's the problem. I had to save up $20,000-$30,000 to buy each successive rental. I started to buy Birmingham, Atlanta, Indianapolis. And then they started to build a short list of all the turnkey providers and invest remotely and diversified to get my first 11 rentals.
Got it. How did you identify, you said Birmingham, Atlanta, and how did you identify those markets?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess what you're trying to find is, as an investor, is a secondary or tertiary market, because, you know, back in 2010 to 2015, you know, primary markets don't work. Primary markets are places like Hawaii, San Francisco, Seattle, New York. You're not going to have the rental value ratios to be able to buy a C or B class market area that will be able to beat the 1% rental value ratio. It's just not going to happen. So that's why, you know, the secondary and tertiary markets come into play. And you're trying to find a secondary and tertiary market with a robust economy. So, you know, it seems a little overwhelming, but, you know, once you network with other investors, you start to realize that it's a short list of markets, such as Kansas City, Memphis, Little Rock, Birmingham, Atlanta, Indianapolis, Memphis, you know, places like that.
Got it. Well, that certainly makes sense. And yes, I imagine that you start throwing yourself into this, or you make a commitment to start learning about it, and then it is a lot to sort of get your arms around. So you started by finding folks that you could tap into or learn from, and to tell me a little bit about how that worked.
Yeah, I mean, this stuff isn't rocket science, but the problem is if you don't have, you know, somebody to kind of help you out. You know, I didn't really have a mentor when I got started. I just kind of, you know, met good people along the way that weren't trying to get paid off a referral fee or marketing fee, but people who were kind of doing the same thing. And, you know, initially I just got lucky, met the right people, and that was what expanded my network. And I just kept meeting more and more people who kind of did this stuff, who are more on the passive side. The problem is when you go to the local RIA or the free online forums, you know, first of all, most people are broke on those things and they're trying to do wholesaling or flipping. Definitely not the kind of person I was trying to meet. And when you go to local real estate events, a lot of them, especially when you live in, you know, places like Seattle or California, are trying to do it locally. You know, not a lot of people are doing the remote passive investor route. So it's difficult. But, you know, once you kind of realize what you're trying to find, then you can kind of spend your time and search just for that.
So you said that most people aren't doing the remote passive because it's difficult. What are the primary challenges versus me being able to drive past my rental property?
Yeah, I mean, the hardest thing is, like, you know, people, when people think of real estate investing, they think of what's on HGTV, the house flipping and all that type of stuff, especially in the newbie camp. And then to be a passive investor, you know, you need money. So that typically takes out 90% of the room that you're going to. But, you know, and that's the other thing. A lot of people, even like some more experienced real estate investors or so-called experienced investors, they have the need to feel like they're right next to the property in case something goes wrong. And that's just not the philosophy I go by. You know, I hire property managers, buy the building with enough margin to be able to employ these professionals to do my dirty work for me. I think that's the only way to scale. Some people will think that's wasting money, but, you know, I mean, I need a lot more than 10 or 20 or 30 properties to be able to survive. So to me, paying professionals, property managers, is the only way to go.
So you talk about how you need 10, 20 or 30 or 40 or whatever to survive. What does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're buying any kind of turnkey property that's $100,000 with $20,000 to $30,000 down payment and closing costs, you're probably going to cash flow maybe about $200 or $300 per property per month. So with 10 properties, you're probably going to have around $2,000 to $3,000 of passive cash flow a month. Not bad, and you know, was not complaining. I had 11 properties that did that back in 2015, but I got to a point as an investor where I realized that it wasn't scalable, because with those 11 rentals, I had an eviction or two every year and some kind of big catastrophe that happened every quarter, like a plumbing leak that went into the basement or HVAC goes out. You know, not the end of the world. A property manager takes care of a lot of the day-to-day event stuff, but, you know, for $2,000 to $3,000, that's not enough for me to quit my day job. I need more, like $10,000 or more. At least what a lot of my investors tell me too. So now you're talking about 30 houses or more. So if you do the math, that's an eviction every other month and some kind of big catastrophe every few weeks. And that was where I realized that the single family homes or even small multifamilies were just not scalable. And that was where I transitioned from doing what more accredited investors do in private placements and syndications.
Got it. Okay. So what did that leap look like then? You're like, okay, this isn't going to work. I need to be dealing with different kinds of folks. So you just started doing it. How did it actually work out?
Yeah, so at that point, that was when I kind of started the pay-to-play. I started to join masterminds and different groups where you have to put up cash to join the room. A lot of these deals, they're called country club. You know, they're syndications and they're known as country club deals. You don't get in unless you're part of the network. By picking up single-family homes up to that point, it was a little smoother transition for myself because I had experience. I just wasn't another rich accredited guy with no experience, kind of looking to take all the knowledge from the group without giving back. So that was a little bit of an advantage I had into, building relationships. We kind of did these more private placements and syndications to find deals for myself to go into. But, I think what people don't realize when you become more of a credit investor or definitely over $500,000 net worth, your network is a lot more important at this point. And, because that's how you're going to find your deal flow. Now, I don't go into any deal unless I know someone in my personal network that I trust that has been in the operator's previous deal in the past.
Got it. All right. So you started out, you got to the point where you realized you weren't going to be able to scale. You joined these mastermind groups and you started working with more accredited investors and dealing with these syndicated deals to where we are today. Now, somebody who's listening, they say, well, geez, it's going to take me forever to do that. What would you say to them?
Well, yeah, man. I mean, this is not a get rich quick thing, but, I graduated college back in 2007. I didn't have any money. Luckily I didn't have too much student debt at the time. But, if you put away, most of my investors, they put away at least $30,000 a year. Some of the better ones are able to save $50,000 a year. And if you just keep doing that and keep chipping away, you're going to get your net worth will be growing and you're going to be able to get into better deals. And, this is how you kind of build legacy cash flow and you diversify yourself over multiple deals, over different markets, different operators, and different business plans. And it doesn't happen overnight.
No, certainly not. So what is a goal to set from a cash standpoint to really get started with what you're describing?
Yeah, so it's kind of a loose guide. Like, people will call me all the time, should I go to syndications or should I just, start picking up my own rental properties on my own? It's kind of a two-factor decision, and it's determined by first, how much net worth do you have? And secondly, how much money are you able to generate and save every year? I'll start with the first one there, just the net worth. If you're above $1 million net worth, or perhaps maybe even above $500,000, you should probably skew more towards the side of being a passive syndication investor, focusing on your network and finding good deals to go in at $50,000 a pop. If you're under $250,000 net worth, you certainly should start out with single family homes, at least to get the experience to be able to vet a larger deal in the future.
Got it. Okay. Perfect. And then just start chipping away and find ways to make more money, to save more money, and just take kind of your path.
That's right. And then you start to realize, I have a passive investor accelerator mastermind group. And when people join, they first think that it's more about, finding the right deals, getting, analyzing them. But I kind of trick them into, seeing the bigger picture. For passive high net worth investors, it's just as much a tax game and infinite banking system and just holistic wealth creation is kind of the bigger picture. Paying taxes, a lot of us are making over $200,000, $350,000 getting killed on taxes. I mean, last year I only paid about 4% effective tax rate because my passive losses exceeded. I was able to bring that over as a real estate professional. And a lot of my clients are able to do that too, based on how they set up, their taxes, how they set up their life situation with their spouse and themselves, working a day job. And it's kind of initially they always tell you, well, it's kind of how much you make and how much you save, but it's also how much we pay in taxes. And the nice thing is for high net worth individuals, it's actually pretty simple. There's only a few best practices that we employ. And, you know, it's, in my opinion, it's when you have less than $500,000, when there's a plethora of different options out there and things are very confusing.
You mentioned there's only a handful of best practices. Can you give us an idea what some of those are?
Yeah, so first of all, you know, just from a tax perspective, you want to be paying about 15% in taxes. If you pay more, you know, obviously if you pay more than that, you want to be trying to use, trying to extract as much passive losses via bonus depreciation using cost segregations in deals. As a real estate investor investing in single family homes or your own deals, you know, likely you're taking the depreciation deduction over 27 years, which is forever. On these bigger deals, what we'll do is a cost segregation, and a lot of times we'll take 1/3 of all the whole property value in the first year. And these are all of the newer tax laws that came into effect when Donald Trump came into office. You know, and to be able to take off those passive losses and to pocket them in your big tax year when you have a big capital gain is very valuable, and you can kind of create a strategy around this. What a lot of my clients do is, you know, one spouse will make a lot more money than the other. The other might be a homemaker. So what they'll do is they'll set up the family situation where the homemaker will be a real estate professional on paper. You know, they won't have another day job, and they'll work 750 hours at least in their business. Now, you'll have to consult your CPA on this, but, you know, most CPAs, it's not that they don't know this stuff. It's just they're just a little bit too conservative. But in my opinion, it's not that they're being conservative. I think that most times they're just being lazy, and they don't want to check the box, and they don't want to risk their own name on the line. But at that point, I'd say you need a new CPA. You know, like I mentioned, I paid about 4% in taxes last year because I had so much passive losses coming from my syndication deals. I probably shouldn't have used all the passive losses. I should have banked them for the future. But that is what me and my CPA came up with to kind of just use them that past year. But, you know, notice this is nobody talks about this stuff, right? And it's all stuff that happens in the gar room of the country club, right? These are kind of what's been talked. These are the secrets of the wealthy, essentially.
Got it. Well, Lane, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Yeah, your network is your net worth. So however you got to do it, you know, initially maybe you got to buy some people a nice bottle of wine or take them out to dinner or something. But, you know, you got to find the right people. And the weird thing is that, you know, once people have financial freedom, really, you know, helping out a new guy isn't going to really help them. So you might have to entice them. You might find the right one to help you. But, you know, without that key person, you won't be able to build your tree of other passive investors, high net worth accredited investors, and kind of stick next to them and follow what they do. You know, in the beginning, you're not going to know much or know any things to do. But, you know, hopefully you can add value back to other people in other ways.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets come on.
Come on.
And Lane, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you and how can they work with you?
Yeah, if they want to check out my podcast, Simple Passive Cashflow, iTunes, Google Play, the first dozen podcasts are all about buying turnkey rentals, but as my story has changed over the past few years, I've transitioned more to syndication investing, so I talk about that all the time. If they want to join my free HUI group on Facebook, it's a private group, they can shoot me an email at lane@simplepassivecashflow.com. Thanks for having me, George.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Lane your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Check out the Simple Passive Cash Flow podcast and jump into Lane's private Facebook group as well, and I'll list all those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Lane.
All right. Aloha. Thanks for having me, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.